going to read from the 23rd chapter of Luke, Luke chapter 23, and we're going to commence at verse 44, if you wish to look that up. Luke 23, commencing at verse 44. It was now the sixth hour, that is noon, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, "Certainly this man was innocent." And all the crowds that had assembled for the spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, returned home, beating their breasts. Thank
you. Just before Peter comes to speak to us this morning, we want to open up God's word for the second time today. Our second reading, very famous one, comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, and we're going to read just the first 12 verses, and it will be on the screen behind me as well. It's entitled The Resurrection. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now, it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened.
Very much, Andy. Andy has read those famous words, "He is not here, for he has risen." And the resurrection of Jesus Christ changes everything. Now, boys and girls, if I was to ask you this morning, what is the most important day in the whole year? I'm pretty sure every single one of you would say Christmas Day. Christmas Day is your favorite day of the year, because you, if you want to be spiritual, might say, well, it's the day when Jesus was born. But really, the reason you love Christmas Day is because you get things. You get lots and lots of presents. Christmas Day is a great day. It's great to think about Jesus coming into the world, but actually Easter. And particularly today, Easter Sunday, is the greatest day, the most important day. It was important that Jesus came into the world. It was important that he grew up and lived a perfect life. But what was more important was that Jesus would go to the cross and die for us. And what was extremely important was that the first ever Easter Sunday, he rose again. Because his resurrection changes everything. We're going to think about some of the things that it changes as we think about it here this morning. This is what the resurrection changes. Because Jesus has risen, he must be the Son of God. When Jesus lived here on earth, he didn't claim to be an ordinary man like me. He claimed to be somebody special. He claimed to be somebody unique. He claimed to be the Messiah, the one sent from God, the Son of God, to be the rescuer and savior of the world. If Jesus Christ had died on the cross, had been buried and stayed in the grave, he would just be an ordinary person like me. And a dead man can do absolutely nothing for us. A dead person can't save us from our sins. He can't help us. He can't rescue us. But the fact that he rose again was proof that Jesus was somebody unique, that he really is the Son of God. And how does that change things? Well, because Jesus is risen, we should put our faith in him. As I said, if Jesus was dead, remained dead, what we're doing here this morning is a complete waste of time. See those songs we sang, Thank You for the Cross? Nonsense. He's just somebody who died, and that was the end. Taking communion, waste of time. Coming here every week, complete waste of time. But if this was somebody unique, who had the power over death and was able to come back to life again, this is somebody we can't ignore. This is somebody we need to believe in. This is somebody we need to love, and this is somebody we need to follow. This is somebody we need to trust as our Savior. At the age of 7, same age for me as some of the boys and girls here, I realized that Jesus had died for me and risen again, and I put my faith in him to be my Savior. Around this room, there are many people who have put their faith and trust in Jesus because they realized that Jesus died for them and rose again. Lots of people at different ages. I wonder, have you ever put your faith in Jesus Christ? The question you've got to ask yourself is, did he really rise from the dead? If he didn't rise from the dead, well, you're wasting your time even being here this morning. But if he has risen and you're not doing anything with him, then that's really foolish to ignore the fact that this is somebody unique. Because Jesus has risen, we have hope for the future. Jesus died and he rose again. And when he was alive here on earth, he actually said these words. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. And then he asked the question to his listeners, do you believe this? Because Jesus died, he has promised that those who put their faith and trust in him will also experience the same new life that he experienced, that they will also be raised. So when we die here on earth, death is not the end. In fact, the Bible says, for those who put their faith and trust in Christ, when you die, you're absent from your body, this human body, but you're present with the Lord, experiencing new resurrected life. And so for Christians, death isn't something that we should fear. Yes, death is unpleasant and it's sad, but it's not something we should fear because death is not the end. We have hope for the future because Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. And we can experience that resurrection power if we put our faith in Jesus as well. Because Jesus has risen, he can help his followers. Now, for all the boys and girls, what I want you to do is I want you to give me a wave. Put your hand up in the air like this here. They're all a bit shy. Paul's doing it. Thanks, Paul. You keep your hand up there as well. Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to take your four fingers and your thumb, and I want you to teach you a promise from the Bible that Jesus gives to his followers. It's an incredible promise. It's a promise that's repeated many times throughout the Bible. Here's what Jesus says. He says, I will be with you. I wonder if everybody in the church could say that with me, just to help get into your head. Jesus says, I will be with you. That's what Jesus promises. He actually promises his followers he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He doesn't promise life will be easy. In fact, life will have lots of challenges as we live here on earth. But here's the incredible thing. The living Jesus promises to be with us. He can help us. Help us in this life and be with us in the life to come as well. Do you know, boys and girls, if you're a follower of Jesus, life isn't always easy. Maybe there's something in school that's upsetting you. Maybe something at home. But here's a great promise. You can put your hand up at any time and say, I will be with you. That's what the living Jesus promises his followers. But if you're not a follower of Jesus, actually, that promise isn't for you. Because you have ignored Jesus in your life. But when you put your faith in him, you have this credible promise where Jesus says, I will be with you. A dead man can't help you, but a living Savior is able to help his followers. Because Jesus is risen, we should go to church. And thank you for coming along on a Sunday. Now, why do I say that? Because that's what the first Christians did. They used to meet at the start of the week. Now, today is Sunday. Often people call this the weekend. This is not the weekend. If you know your Bibles, Sunday isn't the weekend. Sunday's actually the start of the week because in the story of creation, Sunday was the first day of the week. And the early church, when they met, they used to meet on the first day of the week, Sunday, and they used to call this day the Lord's Day. Now, why did they meet on the first day of the week, the Lord's Day? Because it was on a Sunday that Jesus Christ rose again, and they met on that day to celebrate this great truth. They had a reason to go to church. Because Jesus was alive, they had somebody to sing praises to, somebody to learn about as they studied the scriptures, somebody to pray to as they prayed, and they had been joined together in the family of God. There was a reason to come to church. And all around the world, even today, people meet on the first day of the week because we have a reason to be here. If Jesus had died instead dead, close the doors of the building. We have a reason to go to church. The Bible also tells us to not stop coming along, not stop meeting together. It's a good thing to meet together. We don't come to church whenever we feel like it or whenever there's nothing else on. We come because we're commanded and instructed to do it in the Bible. And we do it because we have a great reason. Jesus is alive and we have somebody worth worshiping and serving as well. Here's the final thing, how the resurrection changes everything. Because Jesus is risen, we should share the gospel. The word gospel means good news. We have something to share. We have this incredible truth. We follow somebody who is alive. Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. It's not a secret that we keep to ourselves. We have a little holy huddle in our building, and we keep this. We know this secret, and we don't want anybody else to know about it. After Jesus rose from the dead, he gathered his followers, the disciples. He said, go into the world, and as you go, tell everybody. Tell everybody the good news that I died for their sins, I rose again, and I can be their Savior. If Jesus had died instead dead, there's nothing to share, but we have the greatest message in the world. And you can share it wherever you are. So boys and girls, you can share the message of a living Savior. God has put you in a certain school. There's people there. You can talk about Jesus to them. I became a Christian at the age of 7 because another child told me about Jesus. It was another child that helped me become a Christian. For students, God has placed you in different places, maybe a college or a university. For older folks, maybe in a workplace. For those who are retired, maybe in a street or in a family where you can share this incredible message. It's not to be kept. This is the greatest message in the world, that Jesus is alive, and we should be sharing that with a world that doesn't know him or has ignored him, and a world that will be lost if they never respond to a living Savior. The resurrection changes everything. Let's pray and let's give thanks that Jesus is alive. Dear Father, we want to thank you that Jesus Christ rose again and the resurrection changes everything. It proves that Jesus is the Son of God. It shows that he is the one we should have our faith and trust in. We pray that everyone here will trust Jesus as their Savior. We thank you that Jesus gives us hope for the future, that he is the resurrection and the life. And we can know that resurrection life if we have our faith in him. Thank you that Jesus is with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's a living helper. We thank you that we have a reason to come here on a Sunday, or we have somebody to worship and praise. And thank you, we have a great message to share with the world. And give us boldness and courage to do that. We praise you for the resurrection. May it impact our lives. And we pray all this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.